Our next speaker runs camp at Village Tap. Welcome to the stage, Sam Berkman.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm in a relationship with my best friend. But this isn't about him. This is about how my friendships change based on whether or not I'm dating any person. When I am in a relationship, my friendships are, I guess, like normal people friendships. Like, I would love to go to brunch. Let's play a board game. When I'm single, my friendships become the vehicle for my just complete hedonism and nightmarish behavior. So I was making stir fry alone. And now if I were in a relationship, I would call up a friend or text and be like, hey, I'm making stir fry. Come on over. Single me texted the first person in my phone, which happened to be my dude friend. I said, hey, I'm making stir fry. Show me your boobs. And he did. He sent me a picture of his boobs. They were hairy. It was like a massive hairy chest with like what I think was a nipple. I'm not 100% sure. I zoomed in and it made it more confusing. And I waited. I gave him one of like these emojis. It's the thumbs up one. And then one of these ones, which is the A-OK sign. And 5 minutes later, he said, okay, show me your boobs. It's like, I'm in.
Yes.
Problem is, it takes me like 400 naked selfies to find a good one, like a passable one to send to any person. And the only good one I had was of my butt. So I had to kind of think in the moment here. I'm not a planner. I don't plan ahead. A stir fry was not the plan that day. It's just whatever's in my fridge is going in the pan. I'm an idiot. So I just sent him the butt picture thinking like maybe he forgot boobs, right? Boy, did he. Hey, those boobs look like a butt. Very nice. I opened it up in Microsoft Paint and drew little nipples on my butt cheeks and said, this actually looks accurate. So he is silent. I get nothing. And now I'm like, well, fuck. What have I done? I've just ruined this friendship. He's dispensable. But you don't like to lose. 5 minutes later, I get a video. I was like, oh, that's what took so long. Yes. I open it, and I've received videos of men J&O. I'm a cool girl. And so we go to open it, and it is surprising because he is J&O, but it's in slow motion. I don't know if any of you have ever seen a penis ejaculating in slow motion, but it looks like if you go scuba diving with a confetti gun and you just let it go underwater. I love it. I learned a lot about biology, which is like not what he wanted to hear. But unfortunately, that for me wasn't the hardest I've ever laughed at a penis, so we both lost. So that's what my relationship with my male friends is like when I'm single. And I mostly have male friends because my relationship with my lady friends when I'm single is so much worse than that. It's horrible. And I can't even explain it to you in the form of a story. So this is, I wrote you all a song. And it's about kind of like a microcosm situation for a macrocosmic experience of my single friendships with ladies. Song starts, I am walking past a bar with a lady friend of mine, and it says, ladies drink free. Inherently problematic. Here we go. YOLO, drinks free. I was wondering if after all these beers you wanna pee and puke over bathroom sinks. You said that Joe's supposed to text ya. Well, I ain't heard much ringing. Your love, can you be me? I'm in someone's alley, maybe California and diversity. It's no secret that the both of us are waiting on this guy. So YOLO from the cab ride. My Uber credit card declined. I'll get you back Monday once I find my red bag. You know the one we stole when we mugged that old hag. So YOLO from the curbside. I need your phone cause mine died. I'm so sorry to tell you that I just broke your phone, but it doesn't matter cause clearly you're not going home. YOLO.
Thank you guys.
That's fantastic, Sam. Thank you so much. You have a great voice. Oh, that was amazing. Thank you for singing for us.
Oh,